ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Japanese for Everyday Life, Lower Intermediate Series, Lesson 6. Requesting a Redelivery in Japanese, Part 2. Hi everyone! Welcome back to JapanesePod101.com. This is Japanese for Everyday Life, Lower Intermediate Series, Lesson 6. Requesting a Redelivery in Japanese, Part 2.
こんにちは。古橋香織です。Hi everyone! 香織古橋 here.
I'm Becky.Continuing from the last lesson, you'll learn a useful skill when using a courier service. How to request redelivery of a package over the phone.
前回のレッスンでは、電話で再配達をお願いするときの会話のうち、前半部分を勉強しましたね。
In the previous lesson, you learned about the first half of the conversation when you want to ask for redelivery over the phone. Do you remember how to ask for redelivery politely?
不在連絡表が入っていたのですが、再配達をお願いします。
I received an attempted delivery slip and would like to ask for redelivery.
その後、伝票番号
slip number
と自分の名前と住所を伝えましたね。
In this lesson, you'll learn how to arrange the redelivery date and time, which will not be specific, but will fall within a time range.
時間帯。ベッキーさんはいつもどんな時間帯を希望しますか?
I usually request redelivery in the morning.
そういう時は、午前中にお願いしますと言えばいいですね。
So, when I want to get redelivery tomorrow morning, I would say
明日の午前中にお願いします。
Now,Listen to the dialogue and participate when prompted by speaking aloud in Japanese. Use the patterns of Japanese you studied in the beginner level lessons. After you speak, you'll hear a model line of dialogue. Your answer does not need to be exactly the same, but do compare your response to the model line. In this lesson, you'll play the role of a customer of a courier service who would like a redelivery. Your goal is to request redelivery over the phone.
それでは、ご希望の配達日と時間帯をお願いします。
The employee asked you which date and time you would like the delivery to arrive. Ask if tonight is possible. The employee said that redelivery services have finished for the day. Ask to have it delivered tomorrow morning.
明日の午前中にお願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。明日の午前中に伺います。
The employee confirmed that they would deliver it tomorrow morning. End your conversation.
はい、よろしくお願いします。
お電話ありがとうございました。
Here are some useful words and phrases for this task. The first word is
配達日
Delivery date
配達日配達日
Next is
時間帯
Time range
時間帯、時間帯。宅急便サービスでは、配達の時間帯を指定できます。
Right. You can make a request for a delivery time range. For example, in the morning is
午前中
from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
午後1時から3時
from 6 p.m.
午後6時以降時刻 plus 以降
From a certain time onwards, so from 8 p.m. and onwards is
午後8時以降
Next is
受付
receiving or accepting. This word is used in the sentence.
今日の再配達の受付は終了しました。
The first phrase means accepting today's re-delivery request.
今日の再配達の受付。
Altogether, it literally means we stopped accepting today's re-delivery requests. Or, re-delivery requests are closed for the day.
今日の再配達の受付は終了しました。
Next,
当日の再配達の受付。
Accepting a request for re-delivery on the day.
は、宅急便の会社によって夕方6時までとか夜8時までとか決まっています。
Requests for re-delivery on the same day should be accepted until 6 or 8 p.m. depending on the delivery service company. If the deadline is set at 6 p.m., you'll be told
当日の再配達の受付は夕方6時までです。
Requests for re-delivery today are accepted until 6 p.m. This task requires key expressions. The first is, would tonight be okay?
今日の夜はできますか?
It means, is it possible to get re-delivery tonight? So, if you say it in a complete sentence, you would say,
今日の夜の配達はできますか?
You can omit
の配達
and just say,
今日の夜はできますか?
The sentence structure is, your favorable time range
希望する時間帯
plus
はできますか?
It's very useful when you ask if a certain time range is okay. Repeat for practice. Ask if after 6 p.m. is okay.
午後6時以降はできますか?できますか?の他に、大丈夫ですか?や、お願いできますか?を使うこともできます。
Such as?
今日の夜は大丈夫ですか?
Would tonight be alright? Or?
今日の夜はお願いできますか?
Can I request tonight?
お願いできますか?を使うと丁寧な表現になりますね。
Practice using this polite expression and ask if you can request from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
午後3時から5時はお願いできますか?
Now, the second useful expression is tomorrow morning, please.
明日の午前中にお願いします。明日の午前中
tomorrow morning
に
A particle indicating time when something takes place. So, if you say this in a complete sentence, you would say,
明日の午前中に再配達をお願いします。
Please re-deliver it tomorrow morning.
ここでは、再配達をの部分が省略されているんですね。
Right. You can omit the phrase,
再配達を
here and say,
明日の午前中にお願いします。
The structure is
希望する時間帯
your favorable time range plus
お願いします
Let's practice. Tell them to deliver it tomorrow afternoon.
明日の午後にお願いします
Please deliver it tomorrow afternoon. Ask them to deliver from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow.
明日の午後3時から5時にお願いします。
Now, try to participate in the dialogue using some alternative words you learned in this lesson. This time, you'll play the role of a person who wants to get re-delivery after 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Use as many of the expressions you learned in this lesson as possible. Let's get started.
それでは、ご希望の配達日と時間帯をお願いします。
The employee asked you which date and time you would like your delivery to arrive. Ask if tonight would be possible.
今日の夜はお願いできますか?
申し訳ございません。 今日の再配達の受付は終了しました。
The employee said that requests for redelivery today have finished. Ask to have it delivered after 8 p.m. tomorrow night.
じゃあ、明日の夜8時以降にお願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。明日の夜8時以降に伺います。
The employee confirmed that they would deliver it after 8 p.m. tomorrow night. End your conversation.
はい、よろしくお願いします。
お電話ありがとうございました。
How did you do? There are actually a large number of variations you can use in this situation. Make sure to look for them in the lesson notes.
Listeners,Do you know the powerful secret behind rapid progress?
Using the entire system.
Lesson notes are an important part of this system.
They include a transcript and translation of the conversation,
key lesson vocabulary,
and detailed grammar explanations.
Lesson notes accompany every audio or video lesson.
Use them on the site or mobile device, or print them out.
Using the lesson notes with audio and video media,will rapidly increase your learning speed.
Go to JapanesePod101.com and download the lesson notes for this lesson right now. Okay, that's all for this lesson.
皆さんの国では宅急便の再配達を頼むとき、どのように頼みますか？このレッスンで勉強した会話と違いますか？コメント欄で教えてください。
In the next lesson, you'll learn how to tell a station employee that you left your bag on the train.
それではまた。
See you all next time.
それでは、ご希望の配達日と時間帯をお願いします。
今日の夜はできますか？
申し訳ございません。今日の再配達の受付は終了しました。
じゃあ、明日の午前中にお願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。明日の午前中に伺います。
はい、よろしくお願いします。
お電話ありがとうございました。